Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the message after a loss?
Message after loss is continuing to trust our process, not to be focused so much on the results. Obviously, we didn't play as well as we would have liked to play this last week, and that's going to happen when you lose the football game. And fortunately, we've got another week, get another chance to go play Monday night in a really fun environment there in Atlanta with a team that's obviously coming off a bye, but playing really good football. So another opportunity for us to take a step in the right direction.
Yeah, Keon had an up and down day on Sunday. Bench, fumble, touchdown. How do you see him respond since?
Yeah, I mean, a guy that again continues to work extremely hard. Trust zero. Still continuing to develop that rapport. But for him, late in that game to score a touchdown, made a couple big plays for us. The third down jump ball. We're gonna need more of that from him, and not gonna deter me from going his way at all.
Captain of his team, you know, to hear that there was a disciplinary action there for him, it's not the first time in his career. Do you say anything to a young player in a situation like that?
I think he understands. I think he knows. At the end of the day, this locker room, this team, you don't ever want to let your teammates down, and I think he understands that, and he doesn't want to let us down, and we move forward.
You take a loss like that, I mean, you guys haven't had to deal with too many losses the last 2 years. Did it almost present an opportunity to maybe reset? Because you had it, you were home for 4 of the 5 weeks. You know, you kind of had a little bit easy here. Not easy, but you know what I mean? Is it kind of a reset opportunity?
For sure. I mean, I think it's a wake-up call, reset, whatever you want to call it. We had been getting by, previous games of maybe not playing our best football. And when you played a team that, again, did everything the right way, and, credit to them for coming into our home stadium and having a really good game plan, it does wake you up in terms of, like, hey, like, every week we're going to get the team's best, whoever we're playing's best, and we got to play up to our standard. At the end of the day, this is the NFL. Each and every week has got to be earned, and that starts in practice.
Go ahead. Just what have you seen from the Falcons defense? What stands out?
Yeah, I think their safeties fly around, Watts and Bates, and I think they do a good job of really holding their shell, not really tipping off which way they're rolling down or if they're staying high. I think their front's doing a good job of flying around and rushing the quarterback. They've been forcing a couple turnovers and, getting the ball out. So, again, we're going to have our hands full of making sure we're IDing things the right way, seeing things the right way in the run game, and then ultimately – in the pass game, we got to throw it and we got to catch it and again limit the turnovers and just go out there and try to play a game that we know we can go play.
To start the season at home is pretty crazy. Can you just get excited about leaving, going to play a road game? Like it feels like that could just be like the perfect timing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 4 out of the first 5 was crazy, and honestly, I'm not a guy that looks forward. In the schedule, and every week it was like, oh, we're home, and I was like, I'm pretty sure we're away this week, and everyone was like, no, we're home again. So it feels good. Obviously we love playing at home, and we love the energy that the fans give us, but there's also this other little tick in you that when you play away, your ultimate job is to make sure that stadium stays as quiet as possible, and that's by doing your job, going in there and scoring points. And away environments can be very fun, but very challenging at the same time.
Anything about playing in a new building? Like you've been in this league for so long, this is one of the few that you haven't played against. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, just making sure that I know where the play clocks are. I guess checking them off the list. You know, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's surreal. I mean, I'm still doing what I get to do and love what I'm doing. And, you know, it was a bucket list to visit all 32 as a kid. So I guess this is a way to do that. Atlanta, I believe Levi's Stadium, San Francisco. And I think that this one might be it. Which one?
Carolina.
I played there in the preseason. Did we play there a couple years ago? Preseason, yeah. Correct, yeah. So, yeah, not too many left, so it's pretty cool.
Off a historic streak of not losing the turnover battle, and then had your first three turnover game in a while. How do you address that? There's a lot of debate about whether you can practice that, you can emphasize that. What is the key to being a consistently good team when it comes to ball security?
Yeah, I mean, it is something that we emphasize in practice, making sure that we're not just going through the motions in our ball security drills. It's making good decisions from the quarterback end and not putting the ball in harm's way. So it's definitely fixable. Obviously, we've shown that we know how to do it and just maybe getting back to that.
Extra day this week because of the Monday night game. When you come off of a loss, is that a little helpful to kind of make some extra corrections going into the next one?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you get an extra day to look at them. They're coming off a bye week, so they've had a full week to look at us. And, again, just making sure that we're trusting the game plan, whatever's being put in, giving our input, and then having a good week of practice.
Which one of your teammates it was, but I was asking a couple guys about Jackson Hawes, and somebody referred to him as a sicko, but in a good way. I guess what makes him a sicko, if you feel the same way?
Well, if you ever see him laugh, he laughs for 2 seconds and is back to stone cold face. There's no like, you know, sometimes you laugh, you keep a smile or a grin, and it's, so he's, we love him here. You know, he's been making some plays for us, and what a great teammate to have.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.